Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That's right. Okay, I shouldn't say that. In loop right here on Sports Radio 610, trying to be a smarter broadcaster and not be drawn in to the filth and Florence filth that Sean and Seth left us. But no, it's a fantastic Tuesday here in loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Still feeling the vibe, still feeling good about an AFC South title as clinched on Sunday. And yes, again, I will lay myself at the mercy of the listener, as you can always get involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610. Many of you jumping very quickly up to say Reggie's an idiot. You didn't explicitly said that, but it was implied. No, remember that Cinemax is a part of it's part of the Warner Brother Discovery whole conglomerate. So that's there. Plus, a little added bonus, 210 let us know that Paramount Plus and Showtime are together because they're under the Paramount CBS umbrella. Big corporations, hooray. All right. Anyways, let's talk about sports as we are supposed to do on this very program. I want to go back again to this Texans team. You know, 9-5, get a win against a Miami Dolphins team. But really, I think the big story going in, because there was a lot of fascination about this, especially with Juice Scruggs being out. Then you have the practice window open up for Kenyon Green. He's just like, hey, surprise, Christian Harris, but also this guy over here. And then ultimately, we see musical chairs, which we had talked about a long time during the season, which was Titus Howard back to left guard, and then Blake Fisher, your rookie at right tackle. And I think it looked passable, downright passable in this game. And so we were talking about it. Like, this opened up a lot of questions about where do you go from here? And you seem very confident on the answer to that.
I do. Why would anybody want to change anything at this point? It's a very simple question. You're something of a cook, right? I'm not going to say that you're, you know, a chef.
I'm a little dangerous.
But you're a little dangerous.
I'm no one chef.
Okay, so think of a dish that you tinkered with, and then you got it right. You're not going to change that recipe?
I would like to dig a little bit further into the feeling of got it right. Do we feel like
that, you feel like that's good? That is a really good dish I would share with people.
You said good and really good, and those are not the same thing.
Okay.
We got to be real. Let's talk about the Texas offensive line.
Let's go with really good.
Okay.
Let's go with really good.
Really good.
Why would you change it? Why would you change the recipe? Now, I'm not saying that that really good dish you made is going to be three Michelin star at a restaurant, but it's really good. Okay, why are you going to change that recipe?
Do you feel like the offensive line was really good?
That's the thing.
I'm talking to Reggie about okay. Something. We can make the comparison.
No,
if you want to just call it good, passable, promising. You know, maybe
or edible.
Edible, promising. Well, edible's a little bit of a shot, but I'll just put it that way. Like you know, they got the recipe right. I'm not going to say it's great, but they got it right. It worked. You know, the running game needs work. You can dabble with that, tinker with that a little bit if you want.
And we probably need to talk more about that as well.
But you've got a quarterback that looked vastly more confident. You've got pass protection that was much improved. You had short fields, and maybe your offense wasn't exactly lighting it up, but you converted some in the red zone. Why are you going to change that?
Well, I think one, to use the metaphor, to go back to the metaphor that you established to start this segment. I mean, we're not talking about potatoes and carrots and garlic. We're talking about humans. And I think that that also is a part of this. One of the things that I found interesting is that the coaching staff, I think D'Amico mentioned this, and I'm trying to remember if CJ also mentioned this, but I know D'Amico specifically mentioned it in his media availability yesterday, saying, you know, putting out there his appreciation for Tytus Howard moving out of position to play at left guard.
Yeah.
And that felt significant, right? I think that that's something that D'Amico Ryans, being a somewhat of a player's coach, being a dude who, you know, seemingly
he did him a solid,
cares about his guys, would have said to his guys regardless, right? Hey, appreciate you moving out. I know that that's not an easy move, right? I've heard other offensive linemen compare switching sides, like wiping your hands with the other, wiping your keister, rather, with the other hand. Like, it's just odd. Like, it's something that technically you can do. It's the same. It's really is the same thing, but it's
different.
It's odd, right? Yeah, it's really different. And so playing left guard, even though he played it last year, that is a pretty stark departure from what he was doing, right? But making that a public note made me feel like, oh, yo, this is a significant thing, and that it will continue to be an ask to be like, hey, stay there, especially if the option it does arise that Juice Scruggs can't come back. I think that that is like the human element is part of it.
There is a human element.
I hear what you are saying about the idea that, hey, this seems to be something, and going further to that, right, somebody pointed to the idea that you always want continuity with the offensive line, right? Yeah. So maybe you go, hey, keep this together. But also you could say, let's get back to the continuity that we had established before an anomaly, right, and an injury to Juice Scruggs took him away from that continuity that you
had. Let me ask you this, and they're probably asking themselves and have asked themselves this in the meeting rooms. Is this something you want to see again? Is this offensive line something you want to see again? The answer is absolutely yes.
Absolutely.
100. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, that it was very good, really good, however I put it, but it's something you definitely want to see again.
I would agree.
And there is, right, and there is a human element, but we always hear it. This is a business.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that there are high stakes. There's a lot of money involved, et cetera. And listening to D'Amico Ryans on the coach's show yesterday, you know, the way he was talking about not just, you know, Tytus Howard in the line, but Blake Fisher at right tackle, I mean, that's kind of what opened my eyes.
Yeah, good example of complimentary football.
My bad, that's the wrong one. That's Kasaria.
But D'Amico on the coach's show.
Because of the shortened week, we did get both. We got the double drop. Yeah. We got the coach's coffee with coach. I was about to say coaches with coffee. Coffee with coach.
I got
with D'Amico. And then you also got Nick Kasaria talking at the same time. But no, this one is actually what you were looking for.
Yeah, really liked the way, you know, our offensive line played. Blake got the most snaps he's played. Star first start. And I thought he did a really good job of handling himself. I mean, did a great job in pass protection. Tytus stepping over to left guard, thought he did really good job. Just overall, collectively as a group, there's still things to grow and improve from, but making that call is always tough. Like, who are we going with? And, you know, the main thing I always tell our guys, can we get I want our best five guys out there. And I felt like for this week, that was our best five guys. And I thought our guys did a really good job of stepping up, giving us time, giving us the time we needed and protection and make some plays, and we'll still got room to grow, things to improve upon, but man, I like the start. I like the group.
Man, first of all, thanks for listening, D'Amico. I said that exact same thing yesterday.
I also love that he said
best five guys.
Well, he said this week. He made sure that
he did. That's a kind of a shout out.
I'm not going to throw
anybody under the bus here.
But I also I did find that to be interesting.
Right. I mean,
that's worth. I don't know if that's like just an interesting note and move on, or if that's something that is meaningful. But I just wanted to point out.
I heard it as he likes this group.
Sure.
He likes the best five guys that are in this group, and he wants to see it again. I want to see it again, and I think we're going to see it again, whether Juice Scruggs is back or not. That's not to say Juice Scruggs is not in their plans. But for now, and moving forward, This is the
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Group. Yeah, and this is always the consideration with anything we talk about with the offensive line this year. It's all relative. From the 979 on the text line, you call that good, 181 total yards. You could probably take off, what was that, 30, 40 off of that because of the fake punt where Dare picks up a whole bunch of yards and almost fumbles. His arm was down, right? Ground can't cause a fumble, all that. I get it. But, yeah, you have that. And I understand that. Did not have a lot of yards. Did not move the football a ton, although they got some short fields. But here's the thing. Comparatively and qualitatively, this did feel like a better offensive line performance than most of what we've seen this year. Obviously, early on in the season where you actually see them being able to run the football, that's nice, right? Yeah. And we haven't seen that very much since. But one of the things that vividly I continue to see in my mind's eye is that semicircle that you kind of get when a pocket is held up nicely.
Yes.
Right? And we have not seen that nearly as much. And usually that semicircle is getting really tight on CJ Stroud, and he's having to pull his eyes down. There was a couple of snaps where that happened, so I don't want to make it seem like it is all like fixed. But it did feel like there was more of that clean pocket you would hope for in this game. And in addition to that, I think that you asked me yesterday, like, if there's a level of optimism for this offensive line configuration. I think that there is. And I sent you one clip, you and Figgy,
last night. I wanted to ask you about that.
As I was pouring through the All-22, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm some, like, super tape junkie that actually knows exactly what's happening. I'm just kind of looking over.
Come on, man. You was up 3 in the morning watching this tape.
Yeah, it wasn't 3. On, it was 10:45, all right? Eventually got to 3, but that was doing other stuff.
Something else.
But one of the things that was encouraging was you see Titus at one point, and I can't remember exactly what the play was. It was a play that ran to the left, and ultimately, Jarrett Patterson, not quite getting a block together was one of the reasons why this didn't go for a bigger gain, even though they're in the red zone, is that, you know, Joe Mixon had to do a little dancing around. But if you look towards the left side of the line, Laremy Tunsil alongside Titus Howard, they are moving dudes.
Yeah.
Now, it takes a second for them to get, you know, build up and develop that momentum of push. But once they do, they're pushing dudes down the field. And when was the last time it feels like you actually saw the left side of that line, or really anywhere on the line, get into a dude's chest plate and then begin pushing them backwards in a run play situation.
Yeah. And that leads to two questions I have for the 979 and anyone who thinks along those lines. You call that good, 181 total yards is what he said. I got two questions for you and anyone thinking along those lines. I get it. We talked about it yesterday. 181 yards is not exactly, steamrolling people. But do you want to go back to the other line? But that's one of the questions I have for you. Would you rather? Okay, is your answer then? Let's go back, because mine's not. And my second question is, I think it's more important. You know, what did your eyes tell you? Don't even look at the offensive line. Look at what you saw from CJ Stroud. That was a more confident quarterback. That was a more confident quarterback behind this offensive line. That was a more confident quarterback. You laid out the pocket. Certainly the way he moved in it, the way he moved out of it. He wasn't necessarily running for his life. He was trying to find time. He looked like a more confident. If you go back to the other line, I don't know. Do you know how C.J. Stroud's going to look behind a line that really had him running for his life?
I don't know, and I don't know that I can fully isolate the variable on this offensive line being why that is.
But he looked more confident.
He did, and I do think that some of that is probably just like the opportunity to have a bye week, have a little bit more time of prep, assuming that he did some level of prep. I don't know that for certain.
Yeah.
But just being a little bit more, have a little R&R, because I think also that mentality that seemed like he had, or like the way that he was kind of heaping pressure on himself, or at least it feels like it had affected him. But it did feel like, hey man, having a little bit more comfort in that pocket probably helps that. And so, yeah, now I'd like to see that. And yes, how does the offensive line play good and only get 146 yards? That is something that continues to perplex about this team. Like, I'm not here to tell you this offensive line was anywhere near great, right? Like, it's still very evident that this thing is being dragged along by defense. You had 4 turnovers and scored 20 points, right? You can't necessarily in any way go around and say that this offense was great. But when it comes to trying to put together some level of makeshift foundation to push you in a place to have a better opportunity at offense, it feels like, hey, that was more clean pockets than we've seen of late. And at least I know that Titus Howard has some power. I made him Titus Howard. Titus Howard has some power in there. Can he transfer that? Can he use it effectively? I saw one play that I mentioned to you guys where I saw that. they still didn't run the ball well, right? I'm not going to be sit here and pretend like they absolutely did. But does this give you a possibility of that? Yes. Am I really reaching on these possibilities when we're like headed into week 16 of the season trying to find something? Yes, I understand that. But all of that coming together, I do wonder if, like, yeah, this line doesn't give you the best opportunity.
I think they got something cooking right here. I think they was better than before, but I do think they got something. We was talking about food earlier. Mm-hmm. I do think they have their ingredients right here. I ain't going to sit here and say this is a great meal. But they got the ingredients. They just got to figure out how to make it a great meal.
Maybe a little less of this and a little more of that.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too much salt.
Yeah, but I don't know. The right.
But because they got they had the pocket clean, but the running game, they got to get the running game started, man.
Well, and the other part here is that, look, the defense won the game. You know, if you say who won the game, offense, defense, defense won the game. We know that. We talked about
it. With a sprinkle of special teams.
With a sprinkle of special teams, yes. But that also leads to the fact of how do you only get 181 yards, 146 by the offense, you know, outside of the fake punt. Well, the defense winning the game gave you a lot of short fields. If some of those were punts, we don't know, what this offense. All I know is what we saw, and we saw an offensive line that I don't want to go back to the other one.
Five punts in this game as sure. Texas. Like, you still weren't incredible, right? And some of that was, you did not give yourself, we weren't able to convert on third down at a super high rate. But also, I did appreciate, and it was one of the things that we noted in the press box. I'm trying to recall if we noted this yesterday on the show. They didn't end up in third and long nearly as much as they had prior, which, again, that represents some level of development. Like, how much do you want to put that on the offensive line itself, like the execution of that, and then also Bobby Slowick, right? We can have that conversation. Mm-hmm. But there are very small signs of progress. And I understand that, talking about very small signs of progress at this late stage in the season, right? I'm not that's not going to make people move in a huge way, but it's what I have to look for to try and find any way possible to scratch out more efficiency out of what this offense has been.
Yeah, and it goes back to how I started this conversation. Why would you go back? Let's say you're like, okay, they only got 100 whatever yards of offense. Why would you go back after what you saw? Give me a good reason. Yeah. Is Juice Scruggs the answer in the run game? No. The general manager says he's a better center than a guard. Is Zach Thomas there? Well, they tried him in practice, and they went with Titus Howard making a move. So this isn't that good, guys. All right. So why what's your reason? What's your reason for going back?
To me, it seemed like it's a balance thing, man. Yeah. Because earlier this year, you remember CJ was getting beat up pretty much. Mm-hmm. But the run game was all right. Yeah. Now it seemed like CJ, or at least this last game, CJ was protected. And the run game, not really that good. It seemed like they just got to find that balance.
Yeah.
So, of course, I don't want CJ to get beat up. But I just think they got to find that balance where they can run the ball and keep him protected.
And best of luck finding all of that, because I think the undercurrent with all of this is just, I don't know how far this offense actually gets you. In fact, we'll talk more about that as we continue this program, too, because it does feel like, again, not only is the defense the better part of this team, like, is this defense going to have to drag you, and how far is possible or liable to go with that kind of structure? But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday. In fact, it'll be a Texans ticket Tuesday, right? I understand that you're playing a road game against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, but the next game is on a quick turnaround, so we will give away in the noon hour a couple of tickets to Christmas Day, where I believe Beyonce will be in the building.
Beyonce concert,
but that's
man.
A big-time matchup against the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour, so keep it locked here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, for the Rockets, scoring is still clearly an issue. What are the ways that could improve? We'll talk about that next.